It's funny, when I met my wife, she had asked, you know, what do you do? And I said, oh, I run the video boards at, you know, the call center. And she thought, oh, well, that's nice. What do you do with the rest of your time?
Yeah, I run the video boards with the rest of my time.
Is that what you led with, Steve, or is that?
Yeah.
It was something like that. I don't remember.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Steve Ackerman, Daktronics Supervisor of Event Production. He's going to talk about our event production services, what it includes, other services surrounding event production, and even what event producers might be doing with their downtime. And we're here today with Steve Ackerman. Steve's an event producer, and he oversees our event production people. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing over there, Matt?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thank you.
All right. We're in some new digs due to the situation out there. We're in the Daktronics podcast bunker, or Matt's basement, trying to keep some social distancing here. But we're here to talk about event production at Daktronics, the fact that we do it, and what Steve does to kind of help with that. So, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about what the event production is that Daktronics offers?
We actually have a lot of different offerings, but I think primarily we're known for our full-time event producers. We've got full-time event production at University of Florida, University of Georgia, James Madison, Old Dominion, South Dakota State University, and at MetLife Stadium in New York.
Okay. And just before we get too far in and Matt reins me back in, can you give us a little bit of your background? Yeah. I mentioned that you do supervise some event production for us here, but what's your background in all this?
So I've got about 20 years of experience in event production, going back to my college days at Florida State, where I was a member of Seminole Productions there. Joined Daktronics out of college, and wasn't long before I moved to Madison, Wisconsin. And I did event production for the Badgers from 2004 to 2017, and then was tapped to become the manager of the event producers for Daktronics.
Thank you, Justin. I was going to call that out. We always like to make sure we learn a little bit about our guests and kind of their background.
So people know who this person is and why they're talking to us.
Yeah. Yep. So, Steve, we're talking about event production then, and you mentioned the sites that we have it at. Just for people that may not be aware, you know, you think of an operator of a control system during event, but what is an event producer? Like, what do they do? What's their role in everything?
Well, it's a little different from site to site. I mean, that's the nice thing about the service that we offer, is it's so customizable to meet, you know, the needs of that particular customer. So for instance, at University of Georgia, we've got three full-time event producers, and one of them really focuses on video board production. Another one really focuses on the SEC network, ESPN streams. And then the third one kind of dabbles in both of them and manages all the production crew and taking care of all the paperwork. So they kind of have their roles divvied up, and that works out well there. Then we look at one of our customers like Old Dominion. We don't run the production crew there. We just provide an event producer, and that event producer does manage the crew. But the event producers really just focus on producing video board productions for their various sports. So it kind of runs a wide gamut, even within the full-time offering, the different services that we focus on.
Yeah, and it's something we can put in the show notes, because we had the, Dylan and I had the fortunate be able to go visit UGA this last fall, and we actually interviewed all our event producers down there. So we did a YouTube video kind of highlighting, like you're talking about, Steve, of their different roles they have with the university and how that breaks up and how they work together. So we'll make sure and put that in there. And that was, you know, I've been around DAC for about 13 years, and it was a unique way of handling it. But after you go down there and meet with them, it makes complete sense, because everything with video production being on a display and also just being on things, like you said, the SEC network. I mean, event production over the last 5 years isn't just the main video board anymore.
Yeah, you're right. It's growing, and it's growing, and there doesn't seem to be any sign of it stopping. It used to just be football and basketball, but it's covering all sports now. Almost, you know, everybody seems to have a display now at just about every venue.
Right.
And a lot of times they don't think about, you know, the infrastructure that supports it or the people on the back end that have to run it. And after they start purchasing the displays, then they start realizing, okay, who's going to take care of this? Well, we'll just give it to the video person we have. Well, that video person's already got a full-time load, so they're really stretching them quite thin to have them take on all that additional work.
Yeah, and you said there's almost a display at every stadium or event now. So it sounds like you can tailor it to what your university needs, because not every university is going to need basketball, football, baseball, hockey, you know, gymnastics and track and field. They might only have three or four of them that have video boards. So do our services extend to all of those sports, or are we kind of pick the few that they have video boards for, or how does that work?
Yeah, I would say that any venues that have displays, we're certainly going to want to have an event producer there to cover that production. If you have streaming, or we have an event producer that's involved with some of the streaming aspects, you can cover it. You can have streaming and not have a display at the venue. So it would extend to those sports as well.
Yeah. And when you're thinking about, you know, you talk about how it's very customizable. We do it in different ways at these different schools. If a school came up to you today and said, we're interested in event production, what are some of the beginning steps you take? Like, what are those kind of discovery questions you do right away?
I would want to understand what their capabilities are, what's their need for crewing, how many events are they doing. That's about all I can think of.
Okay, so it's about the size of the crew, how many events, and then, like, we're talking about multiple different sports, so maybe what equipment do you have at the different sports?
Yeah, is there a main display? Are there ribbon displays? Are there scorers tables, stanchions, any extras that you need to think about?
Yeah, you definitely want to understand everything that you're working with there. I want to understand what their goals for their production are. What are they trying to do? Is it fan entertainment? Is it revenue generation? What should take priority? That would help when piecing together, you know, a script or deciding how a production should go. All questions that should get answered up front.
Yep. And then when you get all that, I mean, we mentioned, you know, this is kind of a time-saving thing for a customer, right? And part of this too is we will go out and, I don't know if you say headhunt, but we'll look for who would be a great event producer for that school, right? So we take on the whole interviewing and hiring process, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the nice thing about that is the school can be, or, you know, whoever it may be, can be as involved in the process as they want. Now, typically, we'll take care of, you know, the job posting and weeding out, you know, the first so many resumes that come through, maybe even do the first round of interviews. Usually by the second round of interviews, that's where the school might want to step in and understand, you know, who it is we're evaluating, start getting their opinion, you know, is this a good fit at your location? And then certainly use their input for deciding on who that final person's going to be.
And if I'm correct, Old Dominion is the most recent one that we'd signed on. Did this process kind of happen the same way for them? Was it we did some interviews and then we brought them in to find out who they'd be working with? Or how did their process go?
So that one, that was tricky. That was a tough one. They joined us this past season.
Okay.
And we had been talking to them for about 2 years about the need for event production. And I think they realized the need, but never more so than when they started, you know, their season, their football season this year. They contacted us very early in the year, well, after the first game, and said, we'd like to go ahead with event production. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. Now we have to start the process of trying to find someone. It took us about a month to go through the whole process to locate someone, get them on site. We had to relocate someone. Victor Sweet is our event producer there.
Okay.
And in about a month we did it, which, I mean, that's about as fast as you could possibly hope, I think, to get somebody on site. And he's doing really well there. But, you know, the problem is after your first football game and a month later, you don't have much left in your football season. I think he had one or two games of football left and he was still getting his feet under him, trying to figure out, you know, where he's supposed to live in Norfolk. So that was certainly a challenge, but he's definitely thriving there now. Ideally we want to start this process. Usually we have these conversations in the winter, even, you know, early spring. And ideally we'd be hiring late spring, early summer, really with the thought of trying to get somebody on site July 1.
Okay.
That gives them a couple months to get their feet under them, start prepping for a football season, and be ready to go come the beginning of September.
Okay. So this sounds like a maybe more of a unique case where somebody was kind of in a pinch and decided, okay, we want to do this. And it was a little bit later on and we were still able to help them out. Maybe just it took a time and they missed a few games for football until that person was hired. And you said they only had like a couple football games by the time they were there and in place. Is football the main sport we do for Old Dominion, or are there other sports we do for them on campus?
So they're managed by Spectra. and their arena is. So we not only do the football there, but for the arena, we're doing men's and women's basketball. And they have all kinds of events coming in there, from like UFC fight nights and different corporate events and graduations. I think they host a lot of high school graduations. So it's a very busy arena. And then we also cover baseball for them too. So we do ODU baseball as well.
Nice. And I'm thinking back to Steve, you know, you talk about how we bring them into on the hiring process. And that's really important, right? Because even though they are a Daktronics event producer, they work a lot with the school, right? So, I mean, they have a vested interest in who this person is going to be, because they work with them on a regular basis too.
Yeah. And, you know, the event producer really becomes ingrained, and we want them to become ingrained with that customer's culture. Sometimes it's a little too much. I have to hop on a call with our event producer and remind them they work for Daktronics. That's all right. I'd rather be that way than the other way around. But yeah, they, you know, I talk to the event producers on a weekly basis, sometimes a little more. But they see their customer every single day. And, you know, sometimes it's 12 hours a day or more. You know, they're working hand in hand and to get through their production.
So when thinking about the main advantages of why would someone want to hire a Daktronics event producer versus maybe, you know, doing their own interviewing and finding their own candidates to do it, what are some of the reasons why someone would go with Daktronics for that service versus themselves?
Well, it's actually a really good question. There's a few reasons. And one of them, just to unload that burden of going through the hiring process, as well as the management and oversight of that individual, that would all be handled by us. The other thing too, you know, we do for event production, we'll do a minimum of a 3-year contract. If they want to extend beyond that, we certainly can. We'd be happy to do that. But now it's our responsibility to provide that event producer over the course of those 3 years. We've seen a lot of turnover in this industry. And if your event producer, and it's your internal event producer, were to up and leave in December, that's on you to find the replacement. Now, if you have a contract with us, that becomes our problem. We have creative ways to get through that. We have a lot of folks in event production and beyond, and we will fill those gaps until we can find the right person to come back in there. Now, fortunately, that hasn't been a problem. We've maintained our event producers at their sites. But if it were to happen, something were to come up, someone were to leave for whatever reason, it becomes our responsibility to fill that gap. Yeah. Now that's, you know, nothing to be said for, you know, if you get a Daktronics event producer, you're going to get a better show. We train our event producers. We know what to look for and what makes a great event producer. So you're going to hit the ground running with your production from day one. And then, you know, if anything comes up, you're plugged into Daktronics. You've got a Daktronics person on site. They know exactly what resource to contact to either get answers to questions or resolve any issues that might come up. So it just keeps you up and running. So.
Yes, yeah, that's something I heard, you know, down at the UGA trip again, was just that tied directly into Daktronics that you're talking about. It's as there's new features or different things that come up, the event producers are tied into that. And I think when we talked to like Katie Windham on a podcast episode, and even Eric Ray, was they all talk amongst each other, right? Like you listed out all these sites where we have event production at, and they end up talking to each other on a regular basis. So if one of them is having a problem or tried something cool, the rest of them can learn from that and kind of join in on that together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we have a weekly call on Monday, all kinds of conversations, everything from, you know, what have you done this past weekend or past week that's worked really well? What sort of things are you seeing that's not working? You know, here's some of the latest and greatest of what to expect that's coming, you know, product-wise from Daktronics. It just, you know, it's a lot of good information, a lot of knowledge, really good conversation about, you know, what's going on. And you could take that information back to your site to either, it could be improvements in efficiency in the production. It could be just a new idea or even a new feature to run that you might have found out about. When I was in event production at Wisconsin, I think one of the biggest things I struggled with was finding out what others were doing. Mm-hmm. I was so ingrained in what was going on there. And as soon as, you know, you never had a chance to travel. Sure, I'd love to go see a basketball game at somebody else's venue. But when the basketball team's playing there, well, we got a hockey game going on that night, so I can't go. It's a really unique setup that we have where these event producers from different sites are able to communicate so frequently.
Yeah, it's probably good that they get on that call and are able to share ideas and communicate with one another, and they can use that to find new ideas and share ideas.
Absolutely.
And you talk about it's unique in colleges that way, right? So you're talking about, yeah, one sport is over. Well, now there's another one starting right up. And I remember it was one time we had Mike Dusnap on from the Tampa Bay Bucks had mentioned that because he was an event producer at UGA for a while. And
that's right.
When talking about, you know, the differences between them is that, you know, and obviously an NFL game is really, really important as they happen. So the pressure on that. But then when they're done with the football season, they're getting ready for the next season. But there's it's kind of like an actual off season. It's not to say they don't do anything in the off season, but it's he said it was a lot different than just jumping right into the next sport when it comes to like a college production.
Yes. Yeah. There's no question. College is very different, especially in the sheer number of events that they have going on, and it's only increasing. It's funny, when I met my wife, she had asked, you know, what do you do? And I said, oh, I run the video boards at, you know, the Kohl Center. And she thought, oh, well, that's nice. What do you do with the rest of your time?
I run the video boards with the rest of my time.
Is that what you led with, Steve, or is that?
Yeah.
It was something like that. I don't remember exactly what I said, but yeah, the untrained person or somebody's not familiar with the industry, you don't think about what goes into the off season or the sheer number of events that are going on.
Right. Or the lack of an off season.
Right.
As events just keep coming and you keep doing something next. So jumping into a little different train of thought with sports kind of slowing down right now due to everything happening in the world. Is there a specific thing you guys are doing now that you've got a little bit of downtime due to events being postponed and things like that? Is this a time where people can communicate and share those ideas again that we were talking about, or are they learning different tips and tricks with their system right now?
Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, especially for event production. I mean, it is just a total shutdown. Some of our sites, the event producers aren't even allowed into the building. So hopefully we've got computers up and running that we can remote in. And this is a good time to clean up your system, start getting things ready for the fall, start maybe thinking about some new opportunities for new features. We do have a call. We're still checking in, and you know, it's a good opportunity to see, hey, what are you doing? How are you using this time? Is there ways you can improve your skill set? Are there any trainings out there that you could be taking part in? And that's kind of what I'm hearing a lot of from the event producers. Oh, you know, I had this on my back burner for a while. Now it's priority. I got time to work on it. So it's good that we're able to start clearing some of those items.
There's something I was thinking of too, Steve, was that, there was one time we were putting together like a, you know, marketing research, and it was our executive producer, Jessa Pace, and myself. We're going through and interviewing our event producers. I think we started with like Eric Ray at the time at SDSU. South Dakota State University. I know Justin was looking at me. San Diego State University.
Right. Just to clarify.
Yeah. So, but it was the sheer time savings that we said a customer gets. And when you start talking about either them helping a college interview for an event producer, or if that event producer on site is responsible for that entire crew that's there, right? You're talking about camera operators, instant replay operators. And it was this whole hiring, managing a staff, because there can be turnover, because a lot of the times they are students when they hire them in. So it was the amount of time you think of that you save a customer. Even, and you kind of brought it up too when you said, if someone were to leave midseason, that's our problem. Like, all of a sudden it's not on the customer to think, where am I going to find the time to do this? It's kind of on us to help that out.
Yeah, I think with any crew, especially in college, you're going to have a lot of turnover because chances are you're going to be using some students, and students come and go every 4 years, and you don't always bring them in as freshmen. So usually you get them for maybe 3 years, and then they're out of there, and then you got to start over again. And there's no question that hiring process takes time. Mm-hmm. And then even freelancers, you need to know what to look for in a knowledgeable camera operator, technical director, and how to find those folks. Usually once you get those people on board, they'll stick around a while, hopefully.
Yeah. And it's just the amount of communication throughout like a week, right? If it's a big game on Saturday, of just making sure everyone knows when and where they have to be, what stations they're going to be at and all that.
Yeah. It takes a long time to do all the scheduling. I always dreaded, I think November, December was kind of always one of the worst times. Once the break hit in December, it was a little simpler, but November was always so busy with all the hockey and basketball and football still going on. And it would take a couple of days just to put together the schedule to get the entire crew booked for that month. So it's definitely some time consuming work, and you know, it's kind of thing we expect event producers to take care of.
So if there are people listening out there and they're thinking, hey, maybe we should turn to a Daktronics event producer, how would they go about reaching out to us to find out?
Well, they can always get a hold of me. They can reach out to their Daktronics representative in their area who can put them in touch with me. And then we also got www.daktronics.com/event production. You check that out and get more information from there as well.
All right. We'll try and drop your personal phone number in the show notes here to make sure everyone can get a hold of you direct.
Your home address and your personal phone number and all that in case the people want to talk to you.
Yeah. But we'll make sure that, if they're looking for event production, they'll be able to get to the right people and get in contact and, get something lined up to meet about that.
So we offer this event production kind of service. Are there any other variations of that? I know we talked about it's customizable for each customer. Can you say that, Justin?
Yeah.
Customizable for a customer? Yeah. But are there any other variations of this that we offer as well, not just a full-blown event producer?
Yeah, we actually have a few options for event production. So we have what we call our game day operator. And this is a knowledgeable show control operator. Somebody, you know, if you get a new Daktronics system, you're just not sure, you know, how to run it, we can provide you a game day operator who knows that system. They're going to be connected. They're going to be managed by one of our full-time event producers, so they have that connection to Daktronics. They're going to show up on whatever your crew call time is, 2 hours, 3 hours before, and then they'll be done, you know, when the event is over. They'll take care of loading content and certainly the operation of the system during the event. And what that offers is a much more affordable option than, say, a full-time event producer. And you don't get all the benefits that you have of having that full-time event producer there, but you do get somebody who knows that show control system, and it's something you don't have to worry about at that point. We also do event production training. So if you have your own internal event producer, but maybe they just need a little bit more understanding, we can come in, you know, during the off-season. It's usually a two-day training that we'll do. We'll focus on all different aspects of production, from script writing to different scenarios. We can even do like a mock game and run through some rehearsals. And the whole goal of that is to make that individual more comfortable for their first event coming up. And then even prior to that, you know, when you're in the, if you want to hire your own candidate, but you're just not sure what to look for, we can help you out with candidate evaluation. We can write the job description for you. We can participate in the interview process and then provide our recommendations on who we think a good candidate would be. So that's those are just several different offerings that we have.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always knew we did event production, but I didn't realize, you know, I think I've heard sometimes we'll provide an operator for like major events and things like that. But yeah, you're saying it's almost no matter what level of comfortability that the customer has, we pretty much have something to help fit for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Got every angle covered for event production.
I think I want to sit in one of those trainings. You're going to have to let me know when that goes again, Steve. Like, I've been in a few control rooms in my day, but that's kind of, I mean, when you talk about doing like a mock game run through and all that kind of stuff, that sounds really cool and something to, I don't know, sit in and watch.
Yeah, I'll let you know. We'll have to bring you out for that.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin, he said he invited me out, not you.
Yep, that's okay. I'll stay here and hold down the fort.
Hold down the bunker.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Steve, and sharing more aspects of event production.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.